everyone. Just want to give a shout out to our amazing patrons, Ashton Ruby, Chris Copeland from the Retro Hangover Podcast, Dave Jackson from Tales from the Backlog, JC, Jared Portella, Mars Keaton, Murray, Ozzy Garcia, Raging Demon, Randall Quiggle, and Rick Firestone from Pixel Project Radio. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Hey everyone, Adam here. And as you may have noticed by the title of this episode, this is not one of our usual episodes. Unfortunately, real life and work-life balance, or work-life slash podcast balance slash editing, has been a bit of a challenge these last couple of weeks. So in order to get an episode out and not delay it any further, I have decided that we will put out one of our most popular Patreon-exclusive episodes. So consider this a sneak peek to the kind of exclusive content you can find over on our Patreon page. This episode came out on the 2nd of September 2023, so bear that in mind. And if you are interested in this content and more like it, you can find us over on our Patreon by following our link tree, linktr.ee/goodbadbacklog. But of course, this is just a safeguard to say, hey, I haven't had time to edit, so please enjoy this episode and bear with us for the next one, which will be Final Fantasy XV. Ooh, did we love it? I think you know the answer to that question, but regardless of that, please enjoy this former exclusive Patreon episode. Shave my scrotum and call me Sally. Hello there, patrons. Welcome back to another Patreon-exclusive episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Backlog, the podcast that you have so graciously subscribed to on Patreon because you love us so much. I am your host for this episode, and always, yep, and always, there is... I'll just leave that part in. We're doing it live. And always, there is a co-host who is today, of course, always Kieran.
Yes, I am always Kieran. I'm always the co-host, even when I'm not.
Especially when you're not.
We are eternal.
Except for all those episodes where you actually aren't in them.
But maybe I am there.
Maybe.
It's a podcast. No one can see who's in the recording booth.
I think the guests introducing themselves as other people is probably an indicator that it's not you. Unless you're just really good at changing your voice.
I'm really good at changing my voice.
Oh, shit. I knew it.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking about changing things...
Not. Such as my underwear.
Such as marrying and remarrying and divorcing and finding new partners, new wives and husbands. What are we talking about for this Patreon episode?
Well, what an excellent link. We're going to be talking about our top five video game waifus or and husbandos. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Husbandos. Also includes anime, so there are some anime picks potentially, but it is just waifus and husbandos.
Husbandos. Okay. Yeah. So what is a waifu or a husbando, if you could please clarify for us?
According to Wiktionary, a waifu is a fictional female character from non-live-action visual media, typically an anime, manga, or video game, to whom one is romantically attracted and or whom one considers their significant other. So obviously, that's waifu. Husbando is just the male equivalent of that. And since we are not into conversion therapy, I'm not being forced to pick waifus, I'm picking husbandos.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. So these are indeed people we would like to marry.
Yeah, pretty much. Our fictional wives and husbands, if we were to choose.
There's an example here on Urban Dictionary, just to make sure everyone's clear. This is two people talking to each other.
Okay.
Do you like Camilla from Fire Emblem Fates? I love Camilla. Her large breasts, her curves, she's my waifu. And then in parentheses, this guy has sexual attraction towards Camilla from Fire Emblem Fates. He would even marry her if she was real. He called her his waifu. So there we go.
Okay. That's a pretty accurate representation of a regular conversation that two nerds would have.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all been there.
I mean, that's how I talk to my coworkers.
Well, I love our boss. She's got such large breasts and her curves. She's my waifu.
Yeah, she's my workplace waifu, as some people call them. Anyway, not only have we picked our own lists of waifus and husbandos, but we reached out to the patrons, you people listening. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. All of you except for Andrew C., who I actually don't know who you are because you're not in our Discord, but I appreciate your patronage, but we couldn't get your response on this because you're not in the Discord.
Oh, well, feels bad.
Yeah. JK, Andrew C., we love you.
We love you, Andrew.
Yeah, but who are you? Who is this person?
I want Andrew, to you're know. My husbando.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You just spoiled my list. He's the top of my list.
Yeah, our list is just the patrons.
Pretty much. But speaking of which, we'll kick it off with one of our patrons' top five waifus / husbandos, and then we'll interject each time we have another one. Each time we go up our own list, we'll put in another patron top five list. So yeah, we're going to be throwing a lot of different names out, a lot of different franchises, and try to keep up and have a shot every time somebody says waifu or husbando, because you're probably going to be absolutely lit by the end of this, if not already.
Without a doubt.
All right, so we'll kick it off. I will go with Mask Keaton's waifus, because he always has a great story to share and some valuable picks.
Well, that is yet to be seen. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah. I mean, we love to talk him up, so let's see how he's delivered. Okay, in his number five position, he has the Contessa from Sly Cooper, and he says in parentheses, webs and hypnotic powers are quite the power dynamic. Do you know who the Contessa is?
I have played Sly Cooper. I think that might be like the weird spider person.
Oh, okay.
If my memory serves me correct, you know, there's definitely weirder suggestions out there. Like, she is a female form. So, you know.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah. Like that spider transformer from Beast Wars. What was her name? Arachna something or other. I remember I had a crush on her when I was a kid. Anyway, moving on. We can't stop and discuss every single pick. So in his number four position, Carmelita Fox from Sly Cooper. A vixen with authority and honor.
Fair enough.
And number three, he has the Spider Queen from Gauntlet Legacy. I'm picking up a theme here.
There is definitely a trend, yeah.
I wonder if he's into like the Black Widow.
What, like Scarlett Johansson?
No, like I was going to say Black Widow femme fatale character trope of like that really sexy but dangerous woman type of thing.
Oh, maybe it's going to have Unalaska next.
Well, I actually see who he has next, and it's not that. He has Felicia from Darkstalkers, who is like a busty cat chick.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Darkstalkers.
No,
so.
No, you're not. But anyway, number one is Morrigan from Darkstalkers, who surely you must know who that is. She's the one with the big boobs that has the bat wings growing out of her head, and she's appeared in like a lot of Capcom versus Street Fighter fighting games and stuff.
Oh, yeah, with the purple leggings.
Yes, yes. She's iconic, but I've never played Darkstalkers myself.
Yeah, man, she's pretty hot.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next thing then. So who's your number five wife?
All right, I have to say, I find it really difficult to actually put these in any order. So it's more or less just going to be, there is no top, there is no bottom. Maybe there is.
There is in my list.
Okay. I don't think I've got a favorite. But okay. Starting for the first one is going to be someone from Deadly Premonition. It is indeed what? Emily Wyatt.
What? Who? What?
Emily Wyatt from Deadly Premonition. The person who is literally Naomi Watts.
Oh, she just called her Naomi Watts and then I knew exactly who you're talking about. All right, that's an interesting
choice. Well, I've got to call her by her character name. I'm not just going to list out actresses.
Why have you picked her? I never would have guessed that you would pick her.
Why not? I think she's pretty attractive. She's quite normal.
All right.
I don't know. What other reason do I need?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought you might be able to justify your choice. That's all.
No, I don't think I need to.
Okay.
It seemed like a really good choice to me. I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Emily Wyatt.
It seemed very obscure to me, but okay, I'll accept it.
That game is so weird and the story so compelling that you just get attached to these characters. So, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
What about you? What is your first choice for husbandos?
My first husbando is going to be Clive Rossfield from Final Fantasy 16. So he is the main character of Final Fantasy 16, the player character that you play as. And in the game, there are a couple of time skips, actually, where you know how in Final Fantasy games, you're playing as a character and most of the time they're either 16 or 18 years old?
Yes.
Yeah. Clive is like one of the first main characters in these games that are an actual adult age. He's like 28 by the end of it. So not only is that attractive to me as somebody who is into people that are adults, but he actually is. He's like an attractive man and he's got a good personality. He's basically somebody that I would marry And I think he would treat me really well because he also has a love interest in that game. So I realize a lot of people haven't played it yet because it's on the PS5 and it's exclusive on that. But he has a love interest in that game and he treats her very nicely. So he buys her lots of ices, Dolce & Gabbana. I forget the rest of the lyrics of that song, but I think he would do the same to me.
Well, okay. That's fair enough. I'm familiar with Clive. Seems like a good lad.
And I had to put in a bit of Fergie too.
Yeah, of course, that's lost to me because I didn't get the reference.
My humps. My lovely lady lumps.
Oh, right. Your lady lumps. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thanks for clarifying that.
You're welcome. Okay, before we move on to the next one, how about you read a top five from one of our patrons?
Well, I think I am going to pick... I'm going to go for Randall's, okay? So,
okay.
Starting off with his number one, he has warned us there's a trend here, although that might get to be seen if I actually know the characters. So, starting up with number one, we've got Melina from Elden Ring. You've played Elden Ring. Who's Melina?
She's basically like the doll from Bloodborne. She's the character that lets you level up and stuff at bonfires.
Oh, she looks a bit creepy.
Yeah, so she's kind of like a companion in a way. But yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Know. All right, so... Next up, we've got Kalia Menethil from WoW, World of Warcraft. I don't think either of us will know who this is.
I'm going to look it
up. So we can look her up. Yeah. Autocorrect has changed Menethil into Menthol, so I've now Googled Kalia Menthol.
It's just a picture of an elf smoking cigarettes. Okay, cool. I see her. She is a busty elf? No, she's not an elf.
She looked kind of like a statue.
Yeah.
I'm a bit
she's
scared
a busty
of her.
Statue.
I'm intimidated by her.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, one we probably should know. Fran from Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah.
This is the Viera
Bunny Girl. Yeah.
Who is the partner of Balthier.
Is she? Isn't it Fran?
Fran? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I remember like Balthier calling her Fran. Or maybe I'm misremembering that.
Well, I don't really care. I will pronounce it how I want to. This is Fran.
All right. Fran. Mr. Balthier.
Moving on. I mean, I actually kind of thought Fran might come up with one of these lists because everyone loves Fran, apparently. I'm not so much into that, but okay. So next up, we've got the Pyrotess from Lodos War. I have not heard of Pyrotess. I have not heard of Lodos War. Have you?
Yeah, she is a busty elven lady from Lodos War, I think is actually an anime that started out like ages ago. I want to say in like the 80s or the 90s or something. There are a couple video game adaptations of it. But okay. Yeah, good pick. He likes his elves, I think.
Very big ears on this one. Okay, now on to the final pick. We've got Sybille from Divinity Original Sin 2. Again, a game I haven't played, but I will have a little look.
I see some pointy ears on this one. Yep, another elven lady.
Oh, yeah. This one does look quite weird, actually. I'm not going for that. But okay, Randall likes his elves and busty ladies. He's got a type, and I respect it.
I mean, the man knows what he likes.
He's also got an honorable mention of Judy Alvarez from Cyberpunk.
Haven't played that one, but I would be keen to play it at some point if I ever get it.
Yeah, it's on the wish list, I think. Well, thanks for that list, Randall.
Thank you, Randall.
Interesting choices.
All right, number four for us. I'm going to jump in first, and I'm going to say that my number four is Raiden from Metal Gear Solid. Probably four.
What do you mean four?
Metal Gear Solid 4 when he's got all the synthetic skin.
Oh, right. Okay.
He does cry a lot in that, though.
Maybe you like that. Maybe you're into that.
I like a man that cries.
Can show emotion.
Maybe I want Vamp instead. Can I have both?
That would be an interesting threesome right there.
Yeah, well, just imagine both of them fighting over you. Like, they obviously really enjoy fighting each other, but just imagine that the reason why they're fighting is because they both want your heart. Vamp probably wants to eat it, but...
Vamp would definitely eat it,
yeah.
But he'd give you a good time first.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to go with Raiden because he's a pretty boy cyborg ninja who is cool as fuck, and I like him. So there you go. What's your pick?
My pick for number two, but as I've said, no order, is probably another weird one. It's Anna from Metro Exodus.
No, that's all right. I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good pick. I like that one.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
That game was good because during the train travels, you could go to the little cabin you had with Anna and you could cuddle her and you could talk. And it was lovely. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have that in real life?
Yeah, but you don't.
But I don't, no. I'm alone and I'm sad. And I'm talking about video game wifeies right now.
Yeah. You know, I've got a partner in the other room over there. I can go and do that whenever I want.
All right, shut up. Keep it to yourself.
JK. I mean, no, it's not a joke. It's true, but it's true. I'm just teasing.
No, and I'm happy for you. Truly, I am.
It's going to rub it in your face. You're sad and alone.
All right, moving on from that. I guess I've said it now. That's Anna. So yeah, Anna's my number two.
Okay, I think that's a good pick. Anna is actually a very good pick. And I kind of forgot all about the Metro series because otherwise I probably would have had Artyom on here somewhere.
Interesting, because you don't ever see Artyom really, do you?
No, but apparently in Exodus, he's got the same face model as Duke, the guy from the, I think the one that dies in the first level if you don't play your cards right.
Yeah, he's like the pretty boy who comes and rescues from the lake place.
So someone did a thing where they hacked the camera and in the final cutscene, they spun it around and the character model for Artyom was basically just Duke.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did not know.
All right, so we're going to go with Chris Copleen. Retro Hangover Podcast. Good friend, Chris.
Sorry, I thought you were doing your next pick for a second.
I would pick Chris if he was a game character, but no, he's not. He's one of our patrons and he has a list of 5 waifus. And I'm going to read those out. And I do jokingly call him Daddy in our own chats. So there you go.
Okay.
All right. His are in no particular order as well, but he's got Cammy from Street Fighter.
Probably know her, but I don't know her by name.
She is the one, like the blonde chick with the beret and she basically just wears a swimsuit.
Oh yeah. I'm familiar with her now. I've got the images up. Like, yep.
She's like the antithesis of Chun-Li, basically.
Yes.
Next up, we have Morrigan from Darkstalkers as well.
Okay.
Yep. He's got Quistis from Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay. Very good.
Yep. He has Yukiko from Persona 4. I assume he means Yukiko when she is of age, Chris.
Yeah, Yukiko, she's the dark haired girl, like black hair, right?
Yeah, she runs the inn with her family and uses fire elemental magic.
You know, when I played Persona 4, Yukiko was the one that I romanced.
Really?
I think.
I don't think I romanced anyone.
Oh, no, that's not true. Oh, no, I did too. I broke the rules and I did too. I picked Yumi, the drama girl, and Yukiko.
How dare you?
What a slut.
Yeah, I can't believe you broke and either of their hearts, potentially.
You know what I don't understand? Is what? People seem to love, is it Naoto, the detective?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Or Chie. They're both a bit annoying.
There's this big thing about Naoto being trans, but that's not actually true.
Yeah, I just thought Naoto was a tomboy of some sort. Yeah. Like she's clearly still a woman.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, let's not get into that subject before I offend some
absolutely
people.
Absolutely not. But yeah, Chris is talking about Yukiko when she is of age, of course.
Yeah, which I'm sure she probably is in one of the arena games if she ever pops up in that. Anyway, his final pick is also Felicia from Darkstalkers, who is the cat version of Morrigan, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll have to play Darkstalkers. I won't.
Yeah, I won't either. It's a fighting game.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. What have you got for your third pick?
Again, a difficult decision because I wanted to pick someone from the Uncharted universe and ultimately it is down to 2. And I think it's a person I've mentioned in other lists, but I've got to go for Chloe Frazier from Uncharted, don't I?
Good pick. Yeah.
One, I think everyone knows of our love of Claudia Black here. So you've got that delicious voice. Just, you know, quite a good personality. Undoubtedly very attractive. And just like quite adventurous.
You two can go climbing together.
Oh, exactly. We can go on adventures. Yeah. Whereas Elaine would be like the perfect sort of...
Elaine. Elena.
Elena. Oh, mate. You know, I wasn't far off. I was struggling with the word Elaine. Like, is that right? Oh, well.
You make it sound like Elaine this is why fucking Seinfeld.
This is why it doesn't work out between us, because I don't know her name.
Yeah, exactly.
So Chloe gets my choice there. Yeah, what about your number three?
My number three is from Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Future Redeemed DLC. It is the character Rex when he is an adult. So I know you are unaware of this, but Rex is also the main character in Xenoblade Chronicles 2. But in that game, he is like 12 years old or 14 or something like that. But he actually reappears in the series in the DLC.
I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Sort of grayish hair, scar on his face.
Yeah. He's fully an adult. He's like 30 plus something years old. So that, when I played that game, I was like, yep, this is working for me. I appreciate this new adult version of Rex because he was very kind of whiny anime trope boy in... Actually, he wasn't really whiny. He was just more like a... You know those characters that are like... overly positive, like, we can do this, and wow. Yeah, he's not like that in 3 or the DLC for it. But yeah, he's just like a mature adult man who has a very good beard and nice muscular physique, and he cares a lot for his kids. So There you go. That's my pick.
The perfect husbandy right there.
Yeah, he'd also make a great dad.
So, whose patron list are we going to now read out?
It's your turn.
I'm going to go for Maury. So, all right, starting from the bottom then. Starting from number 5.
Okay.
Maury's gone for pretty much any Qunari from Dragon Age, particularly old Iron Cock and Bulls. I got to admit, I don't really know this.
He's talking about Iron Bull, which is a pansexual character. So basically is one of those like male characters that either a male or a female can romance them. Yeah,
I know exactly what he's talking about. I just don't know the character, you know. Like I've played Dragon Age Origins, so I know the characters from that. I don't think old Iron Cock and Bulls is in Origins. If he is, I haven't got to have it.
Just Google Iron Bull and you'll see.
Oh, I can't be bothered. Moving on to number 4 then. We've got Sarah Suncrate from The Witcher. Could be Karis. I can't remember. I believe this is maybe like the queen or the princess from the Skellig Isles. Probably a good choice there. There are definitely some very attractive people, some very potential waifus in The Witcher. Interesting choice though. Haven't gone for any of the like real popular ones like Yennefer or Triss.
Yeah.
Interesting choice. Number 3, we've got Chun-Li in her thick thighs end lives era.
Perfect.
A classic choice. A classic choice. Okay. We've got Pan Am from Cyberpunk. Again, I don't know this one. Just going to have a little Google. I've just Googled Pan Am and it's come up for an airline. So I must remember to put in Cyberpunk. I forget that like search engines aren't all about video games.
Yeah, she seems hot.
She's hot. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Okay. And his number 1 pick is Tilly from Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't remember Tilly.
Don't remember Tilly.
Oh, okay. All right, I remember her.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like one of the minor characters from the camp, but you probably have a few missions with her. She's nice. Yep. Again, character I hadn't really remembered.
To be fair, his like number 1 is a very normal looking person, so I guess he actually has an attraction to her. So
I think so far, his list is my favorite. Not to insult all the other lists, but...
Okay. It's hard. Well, I mean, I can't really gauge it, to be honest. I'm leaning on you to tell me which women are good waifus and which ones aren't.
There's some in here that I know. Like, Karis on Crate from The Witcher is a good pick. I'm all for that. Yeah. Okay, anyway, moving on to my next pick. I think this is my number 3 now. Is that correct?
Should be 4.
4, shit, yeah. Oh, I might have just changed my mind.
Let me do mine and then you can make up your mind.
Sure.
Okay. All right, my number 4, or technically my number 2, my second top pick, is actually going to be Daddy Nier from Nier on Xbox 360. And specifically, the father version of Nier, not the older brother version of Nier. And yes, he may be ugly as fuck. Yes, he may have a terrible face. Yes, he may end up covering half of his face later on. Yes, he's not very smart. Yes, he's... Oh, who cares? Anyway, point is, he's a great dad. He's a big butch man. He's got a lot of muscles. And he goes above and beyond to try and rescue his daughter. And I like to think that if I was in that position and I was his husbando and he was my husbando, that he would do the same for me. And I think he would. So I'm going to go for Daddy Nier because, of course, why wouldn't you? So handsome, except that he's ugly.
Yeah, and all the other problems you listed. But I like that you can see through that to see the good man inside.
I mean, it's like being a prawn, right? The body is great, but you throw away the head.
Okay, I'll move on to my next pick.
Okay, go ahead.
So my number 4. There's plenty I was tempted by. I am indeed going to go for someone from The Witcher. It's a classic choice for most, I'm sure. It's Yennefer. I think she's just got a nice voice, very attractive. Just a very good pick, I think. I mean, like, she could probably destroy me with magic, and I don't believe she'd be very loyal. But who cares, man? It's Yennefer. What more needs to be said?
All right, good pick.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to finish up the patron list. We've got a few more to go before we do our last choices. So I'm going to read out Dave Jackson's. And Dave says, in no particular order, Pyra/Mythra from Xenoblade Chronicles 2. They kind of come as a pair, so totally acceptable.
Fair enough.
But in case you don't know, they are big busted anime waifus, or anime style waifus. He has Dana from Ys 8. Good, very good. He has... He has Tifa, obviously, from Final Fantasy VII.
I'd be curious if he's talking Tifa from the original game or from the remake.
Well, they're both the same person.
There are some differences.
Yeah, in character models, but still. I think the implication is that Tifa at her best, which is whichever game she looks the best in. So clearly the original.
Probably.
Yeah. He's also gone for Kaine, who was in Nier. And this is an interesting pick because Kaine is actually hermaphrodite. So that's very progressive of you, Dave. Good pick.
Hmm.
She's a female. She just happens to have like a Frankenbeans.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. And his last pick is Nurse Joy.
Nurse Joy. Is that from Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but why not?
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
Brock choice right there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to marry someone, at least marry someone that has a decent skill set who can heal you if you get injured.
That is true.
Although, I don't know the qualifications of Pokemon nurses versus like actual hospital nurses.
Well, you just shove you in that little computer and then you're back out and fine.
Perfect. All right, good pick, Dave. Thank you very much. Who do you want to read out next?
Oh, I'll go for Rick from Pixel Project Radio. So,
okay.
Starting from his fifth choice, we've got Iber from AI The Somnium Files. Don't know anything about that.
Yeah, haven't played that either.
Okay. Number four, Asuka from Eva.
Asuka.
Asuka.
Yeah, from Evangelion.
Is that a good pick?
Yes, I think so. She's kind of like a yandere. I sound like I was yodeling when I said that.
Yandere.
It's that character trope of like, you know, the girls that are really angry and like kind of violent.
Right, okay.
Yeah, anyway, she's good though, because I'm not going to get into it, but Evangelion is a really good show.
Okay. Next up, we've got Giselle from House in Fata Morgana.
Can't say I've played that one.
Nope. Then we've got Sailor Mercury from Sailor Moon.
Hell yeah, even though Mars is the better one.
Well, it's all very subjective, isn't it? I prefer Jupiter myself.
Do you actually know?
No, I haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. I know of Sailor Moon, okay. That's enough. And for number one, we've got Sumika from Muv Luv Trilogy.
Good pick.
Okay, we've got picks from Rick there. I don't know any of them.
Okay, actually, I don't know anything about Muv Luv, except I did watch the anime, one of the animes that was available on Crunchyroll in like 2012 or 13 or something like that.
In the pictures I'm seeing, she looks a bit sort of psychotic, but maybe that's not the case. But I guess she just looks like a normal girl, so yeah, fair enough.
Okay, good picks, Rick. All right, I'm going to go with John, aka Final Fantasy Cottage.
Very good.
Congratulations, John, and your new baby.
Congratulations.
Yes, okay, thank you. In his fifth spot, he has Hitomi from Escaflowne, which is an anime. I haven't seen that one, but I want to look it up.
Might as well.
Oh, she looks like a boy. Wow.
Oh yeah. She does look like a boy. She looks like Princess Diana.
I'm laughing at Princess Diana, not that she looks like a boy. No, she's cute. She's got like that little boy haircut. I like it. Reminds me of being in church. I'm just kidding. Love you, John.
I've never been to church.
Yeah, actually, I've never been to church either, so yeah. Don't take anything I say as being true. His number four is also Fran for Final Fantasy XII.
Okay.
Popular pick, that one.
Yep.
His number three is Edelgard from Fire Emblem Three Houses. Good choice. His number two is Yuna from Final Fantasy X.
Nice. Very good choice.
And his number one is actually also Asuka from Evangelion.
All right, I'm going to have to Google
good
her then.
Good pick. She's the redhead one.
I've never seen this person in my life, but okay. Like a red jumpsuit, catsuit, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Interesting style.
Yeah. It's a good show. You should... you know what? Actually, I don't want you to like the things that I like, so don't watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. There's absolutely no hope of me watching that, so don't worry.
Good. All right. I think we have a couple more left.
Okay.
Two more left. So you go. You pick whichever one you want.
I'm going to go for Raging Demon. He hasn't given this in any order, so I'm just going to read it in the order he's written it down. Starting off with Mira from Knights of the Old Republic 2. I've only played the first Knights of the Old Republic, so I don't know who this is. I will Google there. Oh, she looks all right. Got like that short boyish haircut again. Looks a bit like a Karen haircut, actually. Do you reckon she's sort of the argumentative sort who's going to request the manager?
Yeah. She wants a refund and she won't take no for an answer.
Okay, moving on from her, we've got Bacon. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm going to call him Bacon. We've got Bacon, or her.
Bacon.
We got Crispy Bacon from Guilty Gear. Would you like some Bacon, mate? Bacon from Guilty Gear. Okay. Busty redhead by the looks of it, with a mighty sword and an eye patch. Got a lot going on there, but okay. Good choice.
She comes with two very hard-boiled eggs.
That is not wrong. And Raging Demon wants to crack them. Next up, got a repeat. We've got Cammy from Street Fighter. So that's another one. Was it Chris who picked her before?
Yeah, I mean, yes, he did, but was somebody else pick her as well? I don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Popular pick, that one.
Moving on from that, we've got one from Hades. This is Artemis from Hades. I haven't played Hades, yep. But looking her up, she does...
I want to play that.
Quite interesting. It's just like a woodland sprite. I don't even know how to describe that. Weird choice. Probably certainly unique amongst everyone we've listed today. And then finally, his final pick is Kunimitsu from Tekken.
Never played that one.
I have played Tekken, but I don't know Kunimitsu, so it's probably from one of the later games, which I haven't played, but I will look her up. Oh, it's got like a fox mask on.
Oh, okay. And he has an honorable mention, which is Annette from Fire Emblem Three Houses. Interesting.
Another redhead.
Yeah, I think he's into redheads. Actually, yeah. Come to think of it, I'm pretty sure his girlfriend is a redhead. So maybe she forced him to pick a bunch of other redheads.
Yeah, I think there was some bias there.
Yeah.
Anyway, good list.
And that's coming from someone that is partially redheaded.
I am also partially redheaded.
I have a red beard and I have red pubes, so I'm basically a redhead.
I have a red beard.
Do you have red pubes, though?
No, I don't actually.
Fuck. I guess it's just me. Okay, moving right along. I think this is our last one. All right, we've got Ashton. So Ashton has picked Pura from Tears of the Kingdom. And he says in brackets, all caps, and an exclamation mark, adult!
I thought when he wrote adult that this was like from a hentai or something. Like, not safe for work sort of thing. Not that the character itself is an adult. That makes more sense. Okay, yeah, she looks quite attractive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, I see. It's got like the nerdy librarian vibe thing going on.
Yeah.
Also, it kind of looks like those girls that go to Comic-Con and like PAX and stuff and cosplay as characters that you've never seen before. Like, yeah. You know, those real wacky girls.
There's a lot of those about.
Yeah. Okay, and his pick... Oh, he's got another pick. He's got multiple more picks. His next pick... is Urbosa from Breath of the Wild, which I'm pretty sure is the Garuda lady.
I'm looking her up. I've certainly never seen this person before. Certainly got style there. Interesting. Very different from Pura.
Okay. Yep. Good stuff. His next one is Sylvanas Windrunner from WoW. Now, I've got to look this one up because I've never heard of that before.
I'm sure I've heard of this one. She might be the one with like the white hair, sort of the Ice Queen one. I could be getting that absolutely completely wrong.
Oh, she's the one with the crazy long eyebrows.
Yeah, that is the person I thought. I've seen her in like the CGI cutscenes and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
The bleeding or the running mascara on the eyes. Lovely.
Yeah. She's got John Howard eyebrows.
She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Now look up John Howard eyebrows, please.
All right, fine. Yeah. Sylvanas Windrunner. Spawn of John Howard, perhaps.
Our former Prime Minister. he also has Sonya from Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Okay.
And he's got Shantae from the Shantae games. The genie that can transform and stuff. That's a good pick. I like that one.
I don't know. It's just like...
I mean, it is a little cartoony.
Yeah, it's the cartoony thing. It kind of throws me off.
But if you were to imagine her as a real woman...
Well, that's true.
It's like Princess Jasmine kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. All right, I'm down with that. All right. So that's everyone. Thank you so much, patrons, for submitting your picks. And I guess that just leaves it up to us to say who our top number one waifu and husbando is. Although yours are in no order, so it doesn't matter what you pick.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
But go ahead.
Different one for any day of the week, you know, I'm not fussy.
Yeah, I mean, don't you belong to a faith where you have like 10 wives?
Yeah, and I fast, and then at the end of the day, I get to choose a different wife. All right.
Who's your number one wife then?
So my number one, and you know, she might genuinely be my number one. I think I had to pick someone from Final Fantasy, and admittedly... I think my choice could change from day to day because, much like Chris, I thought Quistis, I thought Rinoa, you know, they're classics.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of me did indeed think Sorceress Adia as well. Why not? She's an attractive lady. But I'm going to have to be boring and agree with FF Cottage right now and go for Yuna. That's my number one.
Wow. Okay.
Some part of me thinks she's a bit boring, but then you see her in Final Fantasy X-2 and she's clearly not boring. So,
yeah.
Even though that game is tragic and appalling and deserves to be
purged. Me, that game is fucking awesome.
Well, you know, you're
wrong,
but okay.
You never finish it. You don't know.
I don't need to.
You never finish it.
There's a reason
you
I'm
do
not
need
finishing
to finish it.
It.
Because you're lazy.
I think when I played Final Fantasy X, I properly had a little crush on Yuna. So just because of that, I think she is my ultimate waifu.
Okay, accepted.
Excellent. Thank you.
Although, I was going to say, you should support your wife in all of her endeavors, because that's what a true husband does.
Well, I absolutely would, but, you know.
She's brought shame to your family.
I have my limits, you know. Spear hunting isn't a valid career choice, Una. Get a real job.
She's also a singer.
A pretty bad one. I think she should stop that. I should probably be the supportive husband who just says, listen, you're awful. People are laughing at you. Your game sucks. Go back to being Final Fantasy X, Una. Please and thank you.
Okay. All right. My number one husbando. Can you guess who it is?
Is it Waka from Final Fantasy X?
Oh my God. How did you know? No, it's Bigby Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Excellent choice, man.
Of course, from The Wolf Among Us. I mean, look at him. Who doesn't want a fella like that?
Oh, he's a good choice.
Beefy. He's got a good rugged chest hair going on there. He's gravelly.
He's got a gravelly voice. Yeah.
Yeah, he can. I mean, he's a chain smoker. That's a bit of a downside for me. But back in my day, I loved chain smoking. So I guess I'll probably take it back up again.
That is a very good choice. I should have seen that coming. I know of your love of Bigby.
Well, that, and I was thinking about changing my profile picture in Discord, but then I wouldn't have his face there anymore. And I don't like that. And I got sad about thinking about what would happen if Bigby wasn't there anymore. So I'm going to keep it. But anyway.
Yeah.
If I was to marry any one single video game or whatever husbando character, it would be Bigby Wolf. That is my number one choice.
Very solid choice. Very good indeed.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was good. I did think about putting Sinnoh on my list, but I thought she was just a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah.
Excellent choice, though.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a husbando, I think I might be going for him as well.
I'd hope so. Although, we'll see how his second game turns out, because if that's the case, I might not support him anymore, like you and your wife.
True. Yeah. Marriage isn't forever.
It's true. Especially when you've got another wife or husband for each day of the week.
True.
Except for the weekends, because we only have five. So the weekends we are single. Woo!
Yeah, you don't want to be held down all the time. That would just get overwhelming. Yeah.
You need the freedom to go out and try and find more waifus and husbandos.
Of course.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. And of course, thank you to all the patrons who have supported us up to this point. And I'm sorry to hear that you're leaving because we made fun of your waifus.
But ultimately, it's because your picks were bad.
No. No, you can't say that. He doesn't mean it.
Of course I don't.
That was fun.
That was good.
That was fun, guys. Appreciate all of your picks, even though I didn't know many of them. And I'm sure that you can take a joke, so.
I think if they wouldn't be patrons by now if they didn't understand the humor that we convey sometimes. So
of course.
They aren't offended.
It's never serious.
No.
Nothing in life should be serious.
Absolutely.
I guess that's all we've got time for. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to John Howard and his amazing eyebrows. And we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. Until the next time, bye-bye.
Goodbye.